And now the kids are back at school. It's time to ask, are they actually going to school with the best eyesight? Optometry Australia's Luke Arundel joins us. Luke, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolute pleasure. What do you find are some of the telltale signs if children don't have their eyesight properly checked?
Yeah, sure. Look, there's a range of symptoms that can indicate that kids are having problems. Something as simple as squinting or holding books too close, sitting too close to the television, complaints of headaches, sore eyes, red eyes, things like that. And for us at Optometry Australia, we're really concerned about this issue. We know that good vision is absolutely critical for physical, social, as well as educational development.
And when it comes to that social development, not just the educational side of things, what can sometimes happen if children don't have proper eyesight when it does come to their social development around friends?
Yeah, sure. Look, something as simple and something that people with good vision take for granted, something as simple as just being able to recognise facial expression can have a huge impact. If it's eyes working together as a team or binocular vision or coordination, that's really important for things like sports. So being able to catch a ball, see a friend from over the other side of the playground, someone blurry waving to them, they might not know who that is. Things like this, you know, poor vision can actually lead to kids being excluded socially at school. So, you know, absolutely critical that they've got a good vision.
Speaking with Luke Arundel, the Chief Clinical Officer of Optometry Australia this morning, about the importance of regular eye checkups for children. Luke, obviously children will have better eyesight than people who are aged simply because their eyes are younger. But what happens if those eyesight problems are not diagnosed early on? Can they develop into major problems?
Yeah. Look, particularly for things like turned eye, that's often where one eye is looking straight ahead and the other eye could be looking out or in, conditions like that can actually lead to permanent vision loss further on in life if it's not picked up early. What happens in that situation is that the brain starts to shut off the image from that turned eye because it gives double vision, or that child will be seeing two of everything. So, unless it's picked up while the brain is still flexible and able to be trained or whether it's eye exercises or glasses, for that eye to get a clear image and the brain just to get a single image rather than double vision, it can actually lead to permanent loss, as we were saying. There's also other things, to answer your question about kids having good vision, the research would suggest that, you know, one in five kids is actually heading back to school with an undetected vision problem. And what we've seen, and what's a real concern, is myopia, or short-sightedness. So that's a condition where people have difficulty seeing into the distance. We know that's on the rise, and there's also been some significant concerns, some new research coming out of China to show that post-lockdown, we might actually be seeing a rise in myopia or short-sightedness around the world due to the fact that kids have been spending more time inside and potentially more times on screens during the COVID lockdown. So, very simple for parents to take their kids to their local optometrist for a painless, Medicare rebatable eye test. Doesn't take very long, about half an hour or so. And we're trying to encourage parents to just to make it part of a yearly routine or a more regular routine, same as going to the dentist and things like that for a checkup.
Teeth and eyes, both very important. Luke Arundel from Optometry Australia, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.